Are we about to witness a murder? The Cowboys go to Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday at 3:25. Of course, the pregame show will be on the ticket at 1, and then the postgame afterwards. But you look at the practice report, I don't think we have it officially for today, but yesterday, no Chidobe because he is out for the next few weeks. DeMarcus Lawrence didn't practice Wednesday. Tyron Smith didn't practice Wednesday. And Trayvon Diggs didn't practice Wednesday. I think that was the surprise out of them all. Now, I am seeing that Tyron Smith may play. He looks like he will be a go on Sunday. But that's preliminary reports. He's working on the side today in practice. But if you don't have a Wujie, you know you don't, or Diggs, then that's going to be a big problem for the back seven in that defense, to where you are going to have to count on the front four getting some pressure on Russell Wilson. And that is a tall task in itself. And if you don't have DeMarcus Lawrence, it makes it a little even – it makes it taller if you don't have him. But Russell Wilson has played lights out the first couple of weeks, and you expect the same out of him, and it's a little worrisome. It makes you wonder how this game is going to go if the back seven is struggling like it seems like they are injury-wise so far.
Russell Wilson scares me. 82.5% completion percentage right now. Yeah, it's two games, but how? I mean, how do you do that? 9 touchdowns, rating is 140, 1 interception thrown, and it was on a tip pass.
The first pass, I want to say, it may have been his first pass last week that was returned for a touchdown. But other than that, and it's not like they're dinking and dunking.
No, dude.
He's going down the field to Metcalf and Lockett. All those guys will stretch the field a little bit. So if you're not getting pressure on Russell Wilson, that's going to be a long day for the Cowboys defense. I did see a quote that was tweeted out by John Machada. And I guess they spoke with Mike McCarthy today. And they asked, hey, are you going to try to keep your offense on the field so you can keep Russell Wilson on the sideline? And he said, nope, we're going to try to score as fast as we can, as many times as we can.
Okay.
And that kind of fires me up a little bit.
Simple quote, but
right.
Hell yeah.
This is, we understand what's going on. I don't think Seattle is as good defensively as we've known before. I know Irvin is out, and he's a really good player for them. But the vaunted Seattle defense isn't what it used to be. And not saying anything bad about New England's offense, but they did put 30 points on them, and we're 2 yards away from putting up 37. And if you want to say, I'll take Dallas's offense over New England's offense 10 times out of 10, then you would think that the Cowboys' offense will have some success on Sunday.
Yeah, if you just go position by position, New England versus Dallas, we win just about every single one. Certainly,
maybe except for quarterback.
You think Cam Newton is as good or better than Dak Prescott?
I meant Seattle. I'm sorry. I was thinking about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the Patriots offense.
Sorry,
it doesn't
about
matter.
That. Yeah. sorry, man. You're about to jump over your own me. No, I was thinking Russell Wilson and Dak. I'm sorry.
But Russell Wilson has been top of the league or close to it for a long time, and he just seems to be getting better and better. And look, the Cowboys offense is going to light them up, no doubt. But the secondary scares me so bad. And I mean, Trayvon Diggs, he's better through 2 weeks than I think most of us expected. I know you love the pick of the time. We all kind of did. And he's somebody that they were surprised sort of fell in their laps. He looks like the real deal. And I do, just because we hadn't heard anything about it, expect him to be okay. But he missed yesterday with a shoulder. I do look forward to hearing, hopefully he goes partially today at least. But man, if he's out and Anthony Brown's already out, who are you looking at? I mean, they have, Darrell Worley available to help out, I read, and then
Jordan Lewis.
Jordan Lewis is
Brandon
back.
Carr can play corner safety if you need him there. Reggie Robinson, he's been inactive the first couple of weeks, so are you going to activate him so he can help in the secondary?
We are scraping the barrel against the dude who is just frothing at the mouth to light it up through the air. I mean, it's okay, because I do think the Cowboys can hang, but I'm scared of what Russell Wilson might do to the secondary. Even if Diggs is in, who knows? And not, but it's just weird that we're so reliant on, is Trayvon Diggs okay? to think we might have a chance of slowing this guy down. I'm okay with Xavier Woods. I actually like Xavier Woods. I thought my incorrect bold prediction last year was he'd have 6 interceptions just because he was a ball hawk in college, and I feel like a breakout statistically is still going to happen for him. He had 2 picks each of the last 2 seasons, so I'm good with him at safety. But man, if Brandon Carr, cool a dude as he is on the field for any significant amount of time, especially a cornerback, scared.
You know, Xavier Woods, speaking of him, I thought one play last week, Sunday against Atlanta, that showed that he's a better player than he has been before, is when he called that timeout when Dallas wasn't right on defense. And he was almost legitimately pissed.
Yeah.
And kind of pointing and yelling. And I don't know if it was at a player or at the sideline or whatever. But I'm telling you, in years past, the other team would have snapped the ball and the Cowboys would have been all messed up on defense and no one would have called a timeout. So it's almost like he's kind of flexing his muscle a little bit to say, hey, this isn't right. Let's stop it and get it right so we can have a chance.
Dude, it has got to be hard unless you're the QB or the captain of the defense to call a timeout. You know? You don't get too many of them.
Right,
and
right.
Like, for you to just be that confident, you're absolutely right. That's like team leader stuff, or it was a good look, I think. Did you see, speaking of offensive line, the Cowboys had a meeting this week, or at least a call with Ron Leary?
Yeah, did.
I mean, we all love Ron Leary around here, but I guess that fell through, so that's not going to happen. But I thought that was kind of cool.
He made a lot of money doing his thing with the Cowboys, with the Denver, got a lot of money, and it was because they thought his knee was really bad that he wasn't drafted or drafted highly. I can't remember if he was undrafted or not. But then he proved him wrong, played well, got his money, and now he's just sitting at home. And
then our O-line in the snap, and you never thought it was Ron Leary holding it together.
Need. Right. It's tackle that you're looking for, and you say, all right, just bring him in for a workout and a look-see. And they said, no, we're good. We'll call you. We'll keep the number on file to see if we need you. And he's sitting there waiting to see if the phone will ring. As soon as it buzzes, he picks it up and it's the alarm. It's like, damn.
I'm psyched to see some Jamal Adams, even though the Seattle defense isn't anything special right now. It doesn't seem to be. But, I mean, for a dude who's like such an legend around here, just the legend of Jamal Adams and the dream of getting him, you know, I saw him for the Jets a couple times a year, but I'm psyched to see him in Seattle and see his Stars tattoo, hopefully.
They highlighted him a lot Sunday night, and he was all over the place. He was giving Cam Newton a little bit of the business, and Cam gave it to him also. It was a pretty good battle between quarterback and safety this past week. And, yeah, I would love to see him and Dak going toe-to-toe. So, see, you know, he's going to try to hide some things, disguise a couple of coverages to see if Dak can get there or not. It's an interesting matchup. I think a lot of people feel that Seattle's going to run a rough shot over Dallas.
Man, I don't I don't know about that.
And every time we expect one thing, it turns out to be something different, and we all expect this to be a 42-40 shootout where the defense can't get a stop anywhere. But, I mean, you have to go with it. You have to go with the over if you're betting and putting your money down.
The Seahawks are favored by 5.5. The over-under set at 56 points right now. Cowboys have only won twice in 6 tries at CenturyLink Field since it opened in 2002.
But then I remember that one game where no one gave the Cowboys a chance of winning, and they went up there and beat the crap out of Seattle.
Yep. And Seattle right now looks like the class of the NFC, and the Cowboys are still mysterious. And you go up there and somehow get this win, you know, at least nationally, Cowboys are for sure in the conversation. I mean, that's the spot to go and get a win right now.
And I feel that they've been making some of those mistakes defensively that can be corrected. And if you are in the position where you're supposed to be, or maybe change up a couple of things, that they can play a little bit better. Now, it's a challenge because you're going against the early MVP of the league. And, yeah, it's going to present some challenges in itself. But I feel that it's going to be a better game than what people expect. And I think the Cowboys can cover this. I think it's not going to be a, oh, my gosh, they're going to go up there and get run, because that's what we thought after they were going to lose to Atlanta 0-2. Well, it's going to be 0-3 because you have to go to Seattle. It's not impossible.
Yeah, that was the scary one.
Yeah.
The first two were, you know, not overconfident.
And without fans makes a difference.
Oh, dude, huge.
Because you're not worried about any kind of silent count or false starts or anything like that. Those can be drive breakers.
Yep.
So I think that levels the playing field a little bit. It tilts it.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.